Everybody, welcome to Rant from Free Trapper. This is Clint and Travis again, and I'm kind of curious to hear what Travis' thoughts are on a subject. There was a shooting yesterday in Florida. Why are people doing that?
Crazy.
Well, there's got to be something besides just the word crazy.
I don't know. I think maybe it might have to do with the boy might have been really something wrong with him. I mean, I seen on the internet where they put out his pictures and stuff, and right off the bat, you know, I know I live in Bledsoe, which is, you don't find them kind of people, but if I seen something like that, I mean, I'm not a snitch by no means, but I'd be like, you know, this dude, he's kind of crazy, you know, and somebody would step in, you know.
Well, why would you think, though, in all seriousness, what do you think is getting people to do this? I mean, this is really only common here. It's not common all over the world. I mean, this isn't terrorism. It's not, you know, the dude screwed my girlfriend. It's not any of that. It's going back to a school to kill, just to kill people.
Well, first off, it ain't a gun. I'll say that. It's guns ain't the problem. It's the person.
So you're going to go down the good little Republican route. Yeah. You're really going to do that to me?
Well, you know, it ain't a gun. You know, I've got a loaded gun at the house, and it ain't never shot anybody. And, you know, if it's going to shoot somebody, it's going to need a user behind it. You know, so I just wanted to get that out there. But I think, I don't know, that dude, I think I seen where, like, some people may thought he was bullied. He was a troublemaker kind of deal. And, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, but what I kind of thought is, you know, if that boy did get bullied, because the way they said it, he was planning it out like he was going towards certain people. Maybe that boy got bullied and, you know, he came home and didn't have nobody around him to, you know, talk to it about it, you know, like his family or something. I mean, you really think about this, you know, family values are nothing anymore. I mean, how many families really have a meal around a dinner table?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's getting crazy, but I don't know why the boy did it. Maybe attention, but to be honest with you, I wish we would quit talking about him and focus on the victims, you know, put them on the news, because it ain't about the killer. He's just a psycho, you know. That's what I think.
Well, do you think he's a psycho, or do you think... I may surprise you from where I'm getting ready to take this. I think Americans are broke. Not monetarily, but just there's nothing. Let me ask you a question. Do you think, in all honesty, or do your friends think that y'all are going to make as much money as your parents do?
Probably more. I mean,
you think so?
The reason why I think that is because my mom and dad, they told me when they started working, when they was young, you know, they made not a lot of money. It was minimum wage was like $4 or $5 or something like that. And now minimum wage is like $7, $8. I mean, dad, he made, I think, 12 or something at Tecumseh when he, about his first 5 years. And he said that was good money back then.
Well, the value was better.
Yeah, but now it's like double that, you know.
Well, the value is actually less.
I got you.
Yeah. The reason I say that, when you look at, and this is where I think the problem is, it's not the gun. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I knew you were gonna do the Fox News Republican thing right off the bat. I think the liberals know it's not the guns.
Well, they're saying it's the guns just to have something to talk about.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, for what they want. So I don't think that's it. I think part of the biggest thing, you've heard me talk about tribes, right?
Yeah.
When you look evolutionary, and that's not saying there's not a God, but just how we've developed as people, say, for the last... to keep evolution out of it, say 3,000 years.
Yeah.
We were very tribal. we had smaller groups.
Community type deals.
Yeah. You know, like if someone comes from Europe now, not saying Europe's better, but if someone comes from Europe now, when they talk about their home, it's the city or village that they come from.
Yeah.
When we say home, what do we mean?
America, Tennessee, Bledsoe County.
You don't mean your four walls of your house?
That's true. Yeah. I live there.
Yeah. I mean, do you see the difference of, I mean, just the mentality of that?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I think we're more divided. Like back then, you know, with the whole community deal, like when my grandpa was going to school, he went to a community school. Mm-hmm. His elementary school was in that community and they were all a group and they helped one another out. Nowadays, I mean, my community, yeah, if we see somebody who needs help, we'll go help them out, but that ain't in every place in America, you know. But
well, the reason I bring that up, when you look at if humans have been developed to be in tribal situations, they know that the tribe's got their back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like rule number one.
Everybody, when nobody has your back nowadays, it kind of, you know.
I think it really screws with people.
I also think that there is some people like that boy who is just psycho. Everybody has their own problems, mm-hmm. you know. But when you go to the point of shooting up a school, you are a psycho. You are retarded.
Well, what do you think he's actually saying when he goes to shoot up a school?
I don't know. My mind and his mind is two completely
different. Well, yeah, but I mean, if someone does something desperate, what does that normally mean to you?
That he might be dead inside. He don't care anymore.
Yeah. See, when I brought up the thing about, are you considered a millennial?
Millennial.
Yeah. Like, what's your generation called?
I think Generation Z or something like that.
Okay. The millennials, the reason I brought that up a minute ago, they've done several polls with millennials. Over 70% of millennials do not think they're going to have as good a life as their parents.
Wow.
They do not think they're going to make as much money. They do not think there's going to be Social Security. They do not think that the job market's going to be as good. So if someone is thinking that,
they're already in a negative state.
Yeah, I mean, what's the use? Because like I don't really know about your generation as much, but millennials, they're almost minimalist. I've got some that are nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
They don't spend money. They hoard money, which is the opposite of my generation.
That's opposite for me as well.
Well, that's just you, I think.
Yeah.
But they want a small house. They want a small car. They don't want a bunch of clothes. They don't want to spend money on going out to eat unless it's really nice and they don't mind spending money. But if they're just going to go to a restaurant and they can cook it for a quarter at house, they're going to cook it at the house.
I don't know that. Maybe it's just my generation, but a lot of people nowadays, they don't want to cook. They want to go have somebody make their own food and stuff.
Well, that's true. But I mean, as a whole, though, when you look at the millennials, because economically, the future of America, with the millennials coming on, there's no way our economy is going to grow because they don't spend money, you know, because they think, and they're very clear that they think America is not going to be what it was for my generation for them. All the debt and all that type stuff. So, I mean, you have despair there anyway. Do you follow what I'm saying? Now, if we break that down to a tribal thing and you know that the tribe doesn't have your back, I mean, you go to a school in Florida, well, everybody's from around from different parts of the country and there's, what, 4,000 kids there?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but if you can't make a couple friends out of 4,000 people, you have a problem.
Well, it's not so much friends. When you think about, if you understand tribal, most tribes historically would not be more than 150 people. Because you can know 150 people. You can't know 4,000.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
And you know that who they are and what they're like, and they got your back, and you're going to help. You know, and another thing about tribal life, except for the Western world, no one ever had any more money or anything else more than anybody else. Because you couldn't, because they were hunter-gatherers. You couldn't carry this house in your car on your back. You know, you could hoard gold, but you couldn't carry it. So so no one had any more money or anything like that. But how do we look at people's value in this country? Honestly, if you meet two guys from high school, one of them is a doctor, has three houses, a beautiful wife, and the other guy is working at the car wash. What's your first impression of the doctor and the guy at the car wash?
He's got more money.
And?
He may be,
more squared away?
Yeah. But, hey, at the end of the day, though, you know, we're all the same no matter,
well, yeah, you know, but, what. But we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Guys buy cars to show it off to their friends.
Yeah, a little bit.
Guys buy a lot of stuff to show off to their friends. Girls buy clothes and wear makeup to show it off to their girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what it is. So status in America is about money.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean,
when Trump's going around saying he can grab a woman by her hoo-ha, because he's rich and been on TV, everybody kind of sits back and go, yeah, that's probably true. But if the homeless guy went up and grabbed a woman by the hoo-haw,
he's in trouble.
They call the police immediately, he'd be in jail.
Yeah.
So kind of see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to me, since no one has anybody's back anymore because no one knows each other, I don't even know who lives in those three houses behind me, Travis. I've tried twice to talk to them. No interest whatsoever.
I think nowadays people just get caught up in, all right, I got to go to work, I got to do this, I got to do that, and they don't, because...
Okay, going back to, how do people get status? Money, jobs,
yeah,
cars, all that type of stuff. And in our culture, if that's what status is, what are you always going to do? Money, cars, yeah, homes, vacations, stuff like that. But there's nothing there that's tribal at all.
Well, there is a bit of a point, you know, where people, you know, buy like a nice pickup truck just, you know, for, hey, look at this. This is pretty cool.
Almost all cars are bought that way.
But I mean, I don't know what they're thinking, but, you know, me personally, there might be a little bit of that, you know, showing off a little bit, but, I mean, a little bit of that's just me being young, too, but, you
know. No, I don't change.
Well, I mean, like, my daddy, he has a bass boat, and, yeah, he likes to keep it nice. He'll, you know, he likes people to compliment on his stuff, but at the end of the day, he bought that bass boat because he likes to go out there with me and my brother and my mama.
But he notices everybody else's really nice boat. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, I went down the road the other day and I seen a Nitro Z21, took a picture of it, sent it to my daddy, and I thought, that's a nice one right there. I told him, I said, you know, if you want to spend any money, we need to get one of them.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, so if we look at status, I mean, if the purpose of Americans is just to get money, which means they're working all the time.
Yeah.
So they can have status. What do you think that means to people that are always struggling that don't have money? Could you see how frustrating that would
be? Yeah.
Now this kid came from a nice neighborhood. But if in today's world, it's just be honest. If I were to actually clean up and I didn't have my crazy white Santa Claus beard going right now, and I walked into the courthouse with the county executive and him know that I'm a business owner,
he'd sit down there and he'd talk to
you. Would he give you the same?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Not the way I'm dressed right now, but if I, you know, came in there, you know, looking all sharp and stuff, he might. I don't know. Then again, I'm young, you know.
Well, I mean, if you, let's say that you came on really hard times and he knew that you was on food stamps and you're homeless half the time.
He ain't gonna
No. Could you imagine how frustrating that would be if you really needed to talk to him about something and he just keeps blowing you off?
Oh, yeah. That'd take me off.
Yeah.
Before I bought that Jeep out there, I went and looked at one. And, you know, me being, you know, 20-year-old, I was serious about buying this Jeep. And the lady looked at me, and I could tell she didn't take me serious because she didn't think that I had the money to get it. But I didn't wind up getting that anyway, so it really don't matter. But I left that day, and I was like, that kind of made me a little mad.
I'll admit, I have fun when someone finds out, because you know how I dress on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
I don't care. And it doesn't matter if we're going to Chattanooga out to dinner and a movie, half the time I'm dressed just like I am right now. I may change hats. That's about it. But when people find out that I'm a business owner, especially like at a bank,
kind of shocked.
Because the bank up here, the way they've always looked at me till they found out I was a business owner was very different.
They did a complete 180, didn't they?
They did, yeah. 100%. My favorite thing to say to someone that's giving me that funny look is go, hey, I'm already a successful business owner. I don't have to play dress up to look like one. Most of the time, it takes somebody aback because most people that try to dress successful, like David. Have you ever seen David in a suit down in Alabama?
No.
He can go get on a jet whenever he wants to. He ain't dressing up like a business owner.
Well, when I first seen him and you told me a little bit about him, I was like, dang, you know.
It's not what you thought.
No, not at all. Yeah. He was, you know, dressed like me and you. I mean, I wouldn't have known it, you know.
Well, when he started dealing with the QDMA, believe it or not, the biologist that ended up working with him blew him off because he was an old
boss. Wow. I mean,
Until he said, I'll have my jet pick you up in the morning. It totally changed.
I would have liked to have a camera on that dude's face you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. David loves telling that story. But I'm kind of building up to something, you know, with this. So, I mean, status is definitely a big deal.
Yeah, I mean.
No one has anybody's back because no one knows each other. You ask your dad what it was like. Did y'all live up there on that hill when he was young? Where did he live?
He lived in Grundy County. And my mama lived in about the same place that we do now.
Okay, ask your dad, because I know when I was... Because he may be a little older than me or a little younger.
He's 1 year younger.
1 year younger. When I was little, we lived a lot more rural than this. And a lot more rural where you do now.
Really?
Yeah. But I could go anywhere within probably a 2 mile radius.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. And I would know everybody. And if I did anything wrong, they knew who my parents were.
Yep.
And they would pick up the phone if they didn't just swap my butt themselves. You know. But today, do you know if I were to go 50 houses around you, could you go up and have a conversation with all 50?
Yeah, I could.
That's very unusual.
I don't even
know who these people are.
I know about everybody in the community. There might be like 4 houses that I don't know, and there's probably 20, 25 in the whole loop there. But, I mean...
Do you think all your friends are that way?
No. I mean, but I will say this, you know, a lot of the reason why I know a lot of the people around me is because, you know, they've grown up there. I mean, my grandpa, he was born in the same house he's living now. And, you know, so he knows them. Therefore, my mom and dad know them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know them. But the new people coming in, I don't know. And it seems like they don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, that's normal. What's weird is you get people in cities that, believe it or not, like really big cities that actually have boroughs and stuff like that.
Boroughs?
New York's got several different little subsections of the city. Those people, and a lot of times, especially in 2 or 3 buildings, they're kind of like a community. Well, they finally get out of all that madness, and then they move out to the suburbs, and you throw up fences, no one's allowed on your property, and your dog crapped in my yard, so I'm going to take you to court.
Yeah.
And all that type of stuff. So no one even knows who's next to them. They go to work, they come back, they lock themselves in, and they watch TV or play video games, and they repeat this process over and over and over again. I think the reason that kids are doing what they're doing now is they're lonely.
That might be.
And depressed.
Maybe. I mean, I think, like, I like to go deer hunting by myself a lot. You know, I like to get away and be alone. So I guess I'm a bit of a loner, But there's a lot of times where I like to be around my buddies and have a good time.
But you have real buddies.
Yeah. And even family, you know, I like to, you know, have fun with them. But I don't know. I do think that I'm not one to tell people what they need and shouldn't do. But I think it's better if one does hang out with their buddies, but also kind of have some alone time, you know, get their thoughts right. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just 20. Why are they listening to me?
Well, I mean, but when you look at these shooters, do you know a commonality between all of them?
Not really. First thing that comes to my mind is they got some problems.
Well, they do. There's no doubt. Anybody that can do that's got problems. Almost every single mass shooter is on antidepressant drugs. So what does that tell you?
They're depressed. Well, I mean, like I said, I can't speak for, you know, anybody that lives in a city or anything, but if I'm depressed, I can get out and get undepressed.
I mean, I've never been depressed.
Yeah, I mean,
but see, part of that is, though, Travis, you think that you've got a good future. If kids don't think they have a good future and they're always being bullied and they really don't have any friends and they don't think anybody's ever got their back, they get screwed up in the head. I just think, and I'm not making excuses for these people doing this, but I think it's our society is so broken that people are lashing out just out of desperation.
Yeah.
Because people do weird things. Have you ever seen people that's like 450 pounds?
Yeah.
Do you know when they actually started looking into, there was a study where they took these really, really obese people. And they put them on complete liquid food with vitamins. They dropped all their weight. All the doctors were happy. The patients were happy. And all this was going on. And then slowly, most of those put all their weight back on. And the doctors couldn't understand why. Because who wants to be that big, right?
I wouldn't want to be.
Yeah, I mean, now they went from being that big, now they can move around. They should be, you know, the future's bright. Yeah. This, that, and the other. They found out that most people are that obese, over 70% of them were sexually molested as a child.
Wow.
That was their way, as weird as the human brain is, that was their way of not being noticed. Because if you're a girl and you've been sexually abused and you weigh 400 pounds, you're probably not getting hit on very much.
Probably not.
So you're being hit, you know, you're hiding in plain sight by that. And I think with the depression, I think that's why the drugs... Mm-hmm. Is so bad. I mean, when you think about, like, around here, we don't have mass shootings. But for most people, like up on the mountain, Brockdale, do you think they really think they have a great future?
I don't know. I've got some buddies from up there, and I mean, they seem to like life. They like to, you know, be away from the city. But I mean, there's probably some that. I don't think.
Why do you think the meth and the drugs are so big around here?
I don't know. I mean, I guess because they're crazy.
I think they want a dead in the world.
Well, it always does kind of, to me, it's kind of weird how people, like, they want to get drunk and high to get away. And like, because they say that, you know, when you're high, I mean, I've never been high, so I don't know, but they say that it's like, it's a different, you're in a different world, everybody's happy, and I'm like, you know, you can do that out in, now the real world, too, it's just, you know.
Yeah, but I think that's a coping mechanism that people have with the drugs and the alcoholism.
Yeah.
To get away from what's going on in their daily life.
Bad thing about that is it don't matter how much you take. Or anything.
Yeah, the world doesn't go away.
Yeah, don't go away unless you wind up killing yourself.
But, you know, there was a famous study that was done with rats with heroin.
Yeah.
They put rats in a cage with nothing to do. That's a depressing little life, even for a rat. They give it regular water or heroin-laced water. Do you know what the rats drank?
What?
The one with the heroin.
Why?
Because they were going stir crazy in that cage. And it the same way that a person does it, it'll do it. Now, interestingly, when they took those same rats out of those cages and gave them an environment like a wild rat would have, they wouldn't touch the heroin no more.
Really? Hey, that's what these people need to do. Like I said, I don't want to tell anybody what they need to do or anything, but now if they're going through some problems, go out and find what they would like to do, whether it be hunting, fishing, going to the movies, or anything. Yoga. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to do no yoga, but that's just me. Somebody else might. I mean...
Well, but see, what you're talking about now, you're getting to a purpose.
Yeah, I mean...
And I think that's a big part of where all of the loneliness and depression comes from, is people just go to work. They just come at home and watch TV. They hurry around and take their kids to sports. They go to sleep. They repeat this process over and over and over again. There's no purpose.
Yeah.
I don't think a human being was designed to be that way.
Well, I'll tell you something that my dad done when I was real little. I was into the sports and everything. I played 3 sports when I was little. And, I mean, I liked it at the time. But he would, my mom and daddy, they always took me there. But dad, he said, you know what? You know, instead of watching, I'd like to be a part of this. So he was coaching.
Mm-hmm.
My mama would have the film up there and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's always ways around where you can, you know, kind of enjoy yourself in the moment.
But you'd be surprised, Travis, how many grown people I've talked to. What do you like doing? Oh, I don't know. You got any hobbies? No. Just go to work, man. Try to make a living. What do you do in the evenings? Watch TV till I go to bed.
That's a terrible way to live.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real bad. And I understand people, they, you know, you got to work and stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, like, I got some buddies who work out of town. And when they're out of town, they're working a lot. But when they come home, they like to do their hobbies. I mean, I was...
Well, it gives them purpose.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I think when you look at retired people, most retired people that had their status in their job, they die very shortly after retiring.
Really?
They don't have anything else to do.
That's total opposite from my grandpa. He's been retired for 3 or 4 years now, and he's always doing something. Unless it's cold or rainy outside, he's got to get
absolutely.
Out.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, I don't like to be stuck in this house.
I think the reason that all these mass shootings are happening is way more complicated than gun control.
Yeah,
or it's not the gun. I mean, I really do. It's I'm not going to pretend I have an answer because I don't know what it is. But the other thing, when you look at all tribes, they all went through the crap together.
Yeah.
I mean, if they weren't in a situation where there was battle, or they were trying to build a place and, you know, all that. Have you ever seen, like, the movies where the Indians have to go off in the desert by themselves for 4 days with no food and water to show that they're a man? Have you ever seen any of those shows on National Geographic? Native Americans did it. A lot of the Vikings did it. A lot of cultures, a lot of people in Africa. I mean, they do some crazy stuff, like almost crucify a person. But everybody in that village had to go through it.
Yeah.
Now, when you get done with that, so that's the reason in the military, soldiers are very stand up for soldiers.
Yeah. They're like a brotherhood.
We went through the same crap. We ate the same dirt. We all sweated the same. We all crapped in holes. We all did all that. And it makes you tight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're in a battle or you're in a situation where you're always fighting to stay alive, you're going to be tight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and since our society didn't do that, and now you don't let kids do anything, especially males, which is what's doing this shooting, they don't get to do anything to show their manhood at all except video games.
Yeah, they'd rather play one of them Grand Theft Auto games, which is a pretty rough game.
Which, if you look at what most males enjoy doing,
it's playing
to be a male. It's playing to be the man that society does not let them be anymore.
I would I would honestly rather see a kid, you know, 16, 17-year-old boy, go out in his vehicle and raise a little bit of cane. Not get in too much trouble, but I'd rather see someone do that than play a video game where he's shooting people and stuff like that, like them Grand Theft Auto games. I mean, to me, it just...
Well, the average age from 17 to 35 males in America play an average of 30 hours a week on video games.
Holy cow.
30 hours. That's almost a full-time job.
That's crazy.
But that's the only time they've got to be a male. Because if you act like a male in society today, every feminist out there is going to beat you down as fast as they can. The teachers are not going to let a boy be a boy. That's why they put them all on drugs, so they got to sit still and not ever move. So when you add all this up of what it was like to be with a tribe, the way I think that we were meant to be, because being in the Army, I definitely know what it's like to be in a tribe.
Yeah.
I mean, we could tear each other up if we got mad at each other. Lord help someone from another squad come over and start picking on somebody in your squad.
You'd whoop them?
Well, the MPs would have to come break it up with sticks. You know, I mean, you just do not do that.
Yeah.
You know, but, and I think that's what's gone in America. No one gives a crap about anybody else anymore. They don't do anything, especially males, to be males anymore. They're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Because they're ashamed every time they act like a male.
Well, I mean...
And they're lonely.
They need a lady.
Now, see, another thing about that to me is crazy. See, I didn't have to deal with this, Travis. Let's say... what could be an example of this? Okay, let's say that... and y'all probably weren't even allowed to do any type of hazing at school.
Wasn't allowed to, but...
You did some.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of tradition.
Okay. Yeah. When I was in school, if you were a dirtbag on the football team, yeah. I mean, you know, you're just lazy, you showed up late, the way that was normally corrected was a roll of duct tape where you spread somebody eagle and you strip them down and you put the icy hot right under the nutsack and you put the jock strap back on. And you leave it on there by
30 minutes. we didn't go that far.
Yeah, I mean, that's brutal. That's a brutal thing for someone to see. But see, when I was in school, you know who the only people that saw that were the people in that locker room.
Yeah.
And after a couple of days, no one thought about it anymore. Today, at a high school, if you were to do that to another male,
you'd be suspended.
Well, not that. It would be on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Snapchat and Instagram.
Yeah.
And it would follow that kid 24 hours a day.
And he'd be embarrassed.
He could never get away from it.
Yeah.
So, like, when we left school and you had a problem with someone at school, all that crap stayed at school.
Yeah.
We came home, rode horses, and did all that other stuff. Kids don't get that option anymore.
Well, again, what y'all did was kind of hazing, I guess.
It was.
I mean, when I played football in high school, the only thing that I really seen was boys whipping one another with their towels or whatever, you know. But I don't think I ever seen any of that go on Facebook. But I mean, I think a male, and I know everybody's a bit different, you know, but I think a male, you kind of joke with one another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
and it offends females.
Yeah, females, they're not really, I don't know, I'm not one, but they're not really into the whole joking around type deal. But like, I did a joke on my buddy the other day and he thought it was hilarious. I figured he'd get a little mad about it, but no, he thought it was hilarious. But you know.
Well, I mean, like I said though, I'm thinking, and I'm not a professional when it comes to psychology, but just looking around the world today, I think these kids are broken. You know, but we won't, as a society, go, they're just a monster, they're just evil, they're whatever, they got a problem.
Well, I mean, if they go to the extent of shooting up a school, I'm sorry, but you have a problem.
Yeah, but see, that doesn't ever get to fixing anything.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where you're coming from, but I don't know. That's still.
I mean, I don't know nothing about this kid or the other ones, but I mean, these were, I guarantee it's going to come out. I mean, they've already said he was torturing animals and yeah, all that kind of stuff. And
you got a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you do, but I mean, that's somebody that's got, there's a reason that a kid today is different from a kid. We carried guns to school and no one ever got shot. Mm-hmm. Now you've got metal detectors and guards and everything else, and kids get killed by the dozens. What is the difference between my generation and the new generation? And I just think it's society's falling apart is what it is. But it has nothing to do with guns.
Yeah.
And there's probably a lot more kids that are now thinking about doing something like this just as a way to do something. I mean, it's screwed up.
That's very screwed up. I don't know. It's bad to, you know, think of where this world is headed. You know, a lot of times, you know, I hear myself saying in 100 years we're screwed. Mm-hmm. In 10 years we're going to be screwed if we don't fix something. But
well, I mean, when you look at today, you know, like part of the thing, we're a lot more open society about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Which I think is good. But at the same time, if you take that too far, what's the difference between eating a salad and blowing someone's head off?
That's a kind of a big difference.
Is it?
I mean, a salad you're eating. Well, blowing a dude's head off, yeah, and killing somebody.
In a world where it's just your opinion, that's the only thing that matters. There's no morals anymore.
People do get wrapped up in their opinions, and I'm opinionated. Mm-hmm. I'm really opinionated, but I mean, there's like a couple football players out there who, you know, I didn't agree with what they were doing, but at the end of the day, I just kind of put that to the side and I watched them, you mm-hmm. know. It's
But I mean, like, do you even know what moral relativism is?
No.
It's basically there's no right, there's no wrong. That's what's being taught in school.
Yeah, that's kind of screwed up.
There is
If you know left and right, you wouldn't know right from wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That ought to be a fact, though.
But there is none. I mean, that's so what's the difference? And the other thing that I see is when parents blow their kids' esteem up to the point that they think they're the perfect and the best child on the face of the earth, and they go to school and someone makes fun of them, how serious of a psychological slap that is? Because everything you've done up to you went to school.
You were perfect.
Yeah.
You were a perfect little Timmy.
Yeah, everything you did was perfect. Everything you did was the best. Everything. You get in school around other kids, and it ain't that way. And you throw all this other on there, shoot. I'm kind of surprised there's not more.
I don't want there to be more.
Well, I don't either.
I mean, but they need to send out some people to these schools and kind of get to the bottom of all this.
But if you were to go talk to high school kids, what do you think is important for you to do in your life? It's going to come back to money.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's no purpose in money.
Yeah, I mean, if you would ask me in high school, I would have said the same thing. Because, you know, you want a good life.
Yeah, I'll agree. But life's much better if you have money.
Yeah, but, you know, whenever, I do think that, and a lot of Americans get caught up in working stuff and making money.
If it's all self-absorbed.
Yeah, instead of helping out somebody or, you know, doing what you love, you know, that's like, I don't know, that's...
To me, it's just interesting to think about because it's so odd from when I was young. I've never even heard such a thing.
Really?
Someone going in. I'm just grateful that the kids don't know that an AR-15 is not the best weapon to carry into a school. I'm just grateful they know so little about guns that that's what they're taking.
Yeah, well, we don't want the liberals think that any gun is bad. a muzzleloader is bad. Mm-hmm. What a bunch of idiots.
Well, I don't even think most of them believe it. I just think it's an agenda.
They're just trying to get something to talk about. They got problems too. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, to me though, I mean that's just what I've been thinking about today is how can kids that should be fired up about their life be this way? It just doesn't make. But I don't live in the world that they grew up in either.
Yeah, I mean maybe. Social media, I always hear that it's got something to do with it, too. I don't know.
How would you know? You grew up with it. I mean, that's your normal.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. It's, like, I mean, if what you said is really true about, and it's, you're about spot on with that, you know, people, you know, if they don't have any friends or anything, they're just alone all the mm-hmm. time. Yeah, I mean, you can
be around people, go out and do stuff. That don't mean that they're your friends. There's no try. You know they don't have your back, and you know that if they get in trouble, you ain't going to risk nothing for them.
Yep, I've always said, I don't know how it was whenever you was younger, but true friends kind of hard to find nowadays, you know.
Well, yeah, because everybody's so self-absorbed.
Yeah. It seems like to me the tribes, like, if they had vehicles back then, there was one member of the tribe, and he knew, I'm going to have a flat tire today. There'd be about 10 of them mm-hmm. signing up saying, I'll go with you, that way you ain't alone.
Well, think about it when we were down in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Do you think that between me, you, Tim, Chip, and Carl, did you see anybody, like, forcing who's the boss there?
No.
Do you think anybody could have came onto that place and screwed with any of us?
No.
And see, there's a comfort in that. And not just mentally, but I mean, you just know. Or if one of us got hurt, yeah, it's not convenient to carry him out, but I guess, you know.
We'll have to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they'll rag you about getting hurt, which they should.
Yeah, you know. That's just part of being a guy.
Yeah, you know, if you got a flat tire, then no one's going to leave you there on the side of the road.
They'll help you up. I mean, they'll, you know, you might get a little bit of, you know, some jokes on you, but.
But you knew on that Arkansas trip, there was, you know, besides a hog or something cutting you open. That's probably the safest place you could have been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but you feel good at the end of the day. All the joking around mm-hmm. and the eating and going out and trapping and snaring. You feel, I mean, there's something about that that, mm-hmm. to me anyway, that's what a human being is supposed to be.
Even if we didn't catch anything, you still would have had a good time out there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're just, I don't know. It's, I blame it on urban cities.
Well, I don't think it's that. I just think it's.
I don't know what it is. But it's. I do think that more people need to get outdoors and such, and you know, just find something they like to do. And you know, I understand a bunch of people nowadays, they love playing video games. If that is their passion, then go for it. Try and make a living out of it. But
well, there's a bumper sticker that you probably haven't seen. Because you hadn't been around trapping as long, but there was a bumper sticker somebody sold years ago. If your kid's out trapping, they won't be stealing or mugging old ladies or something. It was something like that.
I could see that.
Because if you look at people, and another thing, I mean, not to go off on another sideline tangent, people that live in houses and they just get in the car and they go to school, they go to work, they go to the gym, they do. That is so unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is so
unnatural. It's not round now, or rounded. Yeah. You know.
But we haven't seen a country boy that hunts, fishes, traps, duck hunts, farms. You don't see them going into a school and shooting nobody. Not one single time has it been that. I mean, there's got to be something to it.
People need to get, you know. Outside more, but I think that squirrel hunting or something, you know, squirrels are everywhere. If somebody's having a problem, go out there and, you know, shoot a squirrel, skin it. You will feel so good about yourself
mm-hmm.
for, you know, I know it's shooting an animal, but you know, there's a sense inside of you that's like, hey,
Well, it's more than just shooting the animal. It's going out and seeing everything and having to be quiet and paying attention.
Challenge to it. And you actually done something and it's, you know.
It's real.
Yeah. And I mean, that's like video games. I played them when I was little. I don't think that I, that's not a memory. I don't look back and say, man, I remember I did that achievement right there. I've never said that once. But, you know.
I would say a lot of people get in those video games, the guys that play it a lot, it's just like taking a drug. It's an escape from the rest of their life. Because in their mind, it just comes across as sucking. And a lot of people's lives do just suck.
Well, I mean.
I mean, it's all by choice, but it still just sucks.
I got you. I mean.
Do you have any last words on my Dr. Philing it up today?
Well, you know, Dr. Phil. You're more rambunctious.
You don't know Dr. Phil?
Yeah, I know Dr. Phil. He's a Fruit Loop, I guess. I mean, so he's got good points, I gotta admit. He does got a few good points, but
I hadn't heard him in 15 years.
Like last time I heard him, he had that Cash Me Outside girl on there. Have you seen that?
Cash Me Out?
Oh, man, you have not seen that?
No.
That's like 2 years ago. That was the biggest trending thing.
Cash Me Out?
Yeah, it was a girl that was saying, catch me outside, how about that? But her accent.
No.
I got to show you that.
Okay.
People's going to make fun of you for not seeing that.
Well, I'm not really a big Dr. Phil dude, so I don't
know. I'm not either, but I mean, you go on Facebook and you've seen it all over the place. But you're not a big Facebook guy either, though.
No.
I don't blame you.
No. Alrighty, guys. Just when you're hearing all this crazy back and forth dichotomy, basically nothing but absolute bullshit between Democrats and Republicans, just think for yourself and start thinking why kids are doing what they're doing. You know, instead of just thinking they're just crazy or whatever. I mean, there's a reason. And I don't know exactly what the reason is, but if we don't ever figure out what the reason is, this is never going to stop. So just think.